The governor's plan is a variation on a law passed in Maryland last week that targets companies like Walmart. It would impose a $250,000 fine on companies that push their employees onto the state-funded program. Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services spokesperson Jason Helgerson says his department will define what dumping means and which companies would be fined.
Particularly in the case of large, profitable employers, we believe that it is unethical for them to basically increase their profit margin at the expense of their employees and then de facto at the expense of the Wisconsin taxpayer.
Helgerson says some companies have already called his department to ask for help in avoiding the fine. But Madison State Representative Therese Berceau says using a fine to push companies like Walmart to improve their health care benefits will provoke strong opposition from the business community. She says her bill lacks the punitive aspect of the governor's by targeting companies with more than $20 million in profits and requiring them to reimburse the state for its employees who use Badger Care.
I really think that going the penalty route is not the route to go so much as saying, hey, you know, step up and do what other employers are doing, especially considering the profits you make. You know, step up and do what the right thing.
Both bills would channel any fines or forfeitures to the state's medical assistance trust fund. Berceau says she's ready to work with the governor on finding common ground on the best way to push big employers to improve their health plans. She says the only other approach is to begin serious work on a single-payer health care system for the entire state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.